Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time right here at Money FM 89.3. Over the last year, Morway targeting businesses in Asia Pacific have increased by 270%. More than ever, businesses are not prepared in defending against mobile malwares.
BlackBerry's newly released mobile malware report shows that mobile attacks are much more pervasive of a threat than previously estimated, with malware-related threats constantly evolving. So we're speaking today to Brian Robertson, chief evangelist at BlackBerry Silence, to get his insights. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Let us in on the secrets. How are hackers distributing mobile malware via fake apps, for example, SMS as well, WhatsApp, and other social media platforms?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that the attackers are getting apps into us as people. They can send us messages, like you said, through SMS or WhatsApp. They can even send us emails with these apps attached to them, or just pointing us to, you know, websites where we can actually download these apps. So it's actually quite easy to get, apps onto a mobile device if you're willing to ignore a few warnings.
Mm-hmm. And Brian, to what end are they doing this?
Well, you know, it depends on the motivations and it's kind of different in each region. A lot of times it could be, potentially a state trying to keep an eye on political dissidents within their region, or it could be even, military organizations trying to keep an eye on, the folks that are trying to act against them. So it really depends on, it's kind of regionally specific, but it also depends on the motivations kind of behind the attackers themselves.
That sounds scary, Brian, because we're just aware of, say, nefarious people wanting our information. Data is the new gold, they say, right?
Well, it is, yes. And so, we've seen mobile applications that are malicious in nature, doing things like tracking, individuals' location, tracking location of the device. So, let's say you were a political party and you wanted to keep an eye on people who disagreed with your political views. You could essentially distribute an app that has a fake purpose, like, maybe something obtaining news about this specific event or whatever. Little do you know, as a user, as a person, that this app is tracking your location and transmitting that to the other party. Location, maybe even enabling the microphone or camera without our knowledge. These are all things that we have seen in this world of mobile malware.
And Brian, why do these mobile cybersecurity threats continue to fly under the radar?
Well, that's an interesting point, Bernard, in that, I think for the very first time in human history, we as people have these devices that are both, kind of this at this junction of our personal and our business or organizational life. And rather than carrying multiple devices, we are really kind of, intrigued by the ability to only carry one device. And, it's also interesting to note that I think that, we are, as humans, we are more cavalier with our mobile devices than we are with our desktops. We know to treat things very suspiciously when looking at our desktops. We don't click on links very often. We don't install software that we don't know where it came from. Yet on a mobile device, we are very, very quick to install software, no matter where it comes from. Mm. And we even see that a lot of this mobile malware is actually on a lot of the public app stores that we would normally think that are there to protect us as consumers. When they're not really designed for that. They're more designed to protect the organization that is, distributing the software and things like that. So, not only are we more cavalier, we're taking more risk installing applications that we may not necessarily need because we're just so interested to seeing what's out there.
What do you think is the resulting impact then on consumers and companies, Brian? I'm thinking it's making me more paranoid.
Well, I, as a security person, I'm paranoid about everything. That's just the
way I operate. Perhaps we should be. Default mode should be paranoia already.
Well, we should definitely follow, you know, the paranoia that we have on our desktop.
Mm.
Don't install applications that seem too good to be true. That's where a lot of these attackers are having very good success, is they are hacking us as humans, not the technology. They're not hacking the technology. They're attacking us as humans and our human nature to be, you know, going after something that is maybe too good to be true. Maybe it's a graphics library that's going to improve my gaming on my mobile device, when in fact there's really no such thing. Or maybe it's the world's greatest flashlight. You know, why do I need another flashlight on my phone? But that's how they're getting in. They're attacking us as humans, and they're going after our human nature, that there is something at the end of the result that is going to be so awesome that we're willing to ignore some of these telltale warnings and ignore those warnings that come up.
Well, you're tuned to Money FM 89.3. We're talking to Brian Robinson, Chief Evangelist and BlackBerry Silence. Brian, what can enterprises and governments do to combat mobile malware when so many organizations today rely on mobile apps to drive productivity?
There's a lot of things that organizations can do, even more than what we can do on the consumer side. I mean, as consumers, we just need to be more aware of what is out there and be aware of what we're doing and what we're taking risks with. Organizations have technologies that are offered, you know, by enterprises like BlackBerry, to help protect organizational data, even if, you know, the personal side of the device gets compromised, as an example. So there are technological mechanisms that can help protect the corporate assets and essentially keep that personal side of the device from invading and, you know, being able to gain access to the corporate data or the organizational data that's on that device.
Brian, what about for the individual? So we've gotten two down now, be more paranoid, and then anytime it's too good to be true, it probably is, so don't do it. What else? Some quick, easy tips to follow.
Well, again, you know, I just go back to kind of that personal nature thing. Don't be so cavalier in installing applications on your mobile device. You know, be very careful of where it comes from, how did it get to you, how did it get installed, and be very careful with what these applications are requiring access to. For example, if you install a flashlight, it's all fine and dandy to have a different flashlight on your device. But if that flashlight is asking you for permission to your contacts, to your microphone, to your camera, be very careful about what you allow these applications to have access to on your mobile device, and be certain that that application actually has a purpose for that.
And they're getting very intuitive these days, aren't they? So, for example, someone like me who's a cat lover might just be sent something that is malware in the form of some sort of,
cat.
Oh, pet this cat, find this cat, this is a great game for you.
Yeah, and, you know, there's, you know, again, they're attacking us as humans, and they're attacking our human nature to be interested in something. You know, some of the more, you know, examples of mobile malware are applications that are purportedly, you know, being able to let you communicate with members of the opposite sex or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a subversive or hidden manner that, you know, so you're not doing something that might get you into trouble at home. So type of applications like that are going after specific types of people, but have a malicious intent behind them.
We will dub them cheating apps.
Exactly. Something like that, basically, that would also give access to very sensitive data on your device that you may or may not want them to have access to.
Brian Robinson, Chief Evangelist at BlackBerry Silence. Brian, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Pleasure. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.